Julian Assange, America's most wanted outlaw, says Senator Mitch McConnell.
I think the man is a high-tech terrorist.
Julian who, says the U.S. State Department.
As to his arrest, this is at this point an issue between Britain and Sweden.
Call him Julian Assange, call him disruptor of worlds, just don't call him anybody's traitor, according to this legal eagle.
He's not an American citizen. He can't commit treason. He's an Australian citizen. There have been some calls for his execution, to be treated as an enemy combatant, as a terrorist. That's just absurd.
Caught in a swirl of dead serious absurdity, the founder of WikiLeaks is suddenly the Jesse James of the internet. He's already made off with the idea of government secrecy. His lawyers are looking for Dodge City this morning. Julian Assange may be headed to a shootout at the It's Not Okay Corral with the entire international community. Waiting for the cavalry, stuck in the stockade. You've made it to Fort Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. All hour long, a look at some of the deeper implications of the Julian Assange WikiLeaks case on this Wednesday, December 8th. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is away for a few days. Let's go right to the morning's top news stories. President Obama takes on critics in his own party, reminding them his deal with Republicans announced yesterday over tax cuts isn't permanent.
We're going to keep on having this battle. But in the meantime, I'm not here to play games with the American people or the health of our economy.
The compromise heads to the House of Representatives. Senate Democrats are pushing to get another piece of legislation through today. The DREAM Act offers a pathway to citizenship for young undocumented immigrants who earn a college degree or serve in the military. It's not likely to pass, though. More than a month after the election, Minnesota may finally have a winner in its gubernatorial race. Republican candidate Tom Emmer is expected to concede the office to Democrat Mark Dayton today. The White House says it's dropping efforts to persuade Israel to adopt a 90-day freeze on building settlements. The Obama administration had hoped Israel could be enticed to adopt the ban, extending a current ban with $3 billion in military aid. The top Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are scheduled to meet next week in any case. North Korean military drills this morning in the Yellow Sea. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen is in the region, pressing China to use its influence to rein in North Korea. And a former Haitian First Lady will compete with the governing party candidate for the presidency in a Haitian presidential runoff election. In the 8 days since the election, thousands have taken to the streets calling the elections rigged. And Elizabeth Edwards, the wife of Senator John Edwards, has died in her North Carolina home after a long battle with breast cancer. Much of that fight played out on the campaign trail as her husband made a bid unsuccessfully for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination. She was 61 years old. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are mixed. Futures are down this morning for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,359. The S&P opens at 1,223. The Nasdaq at 2,598. Coming up this morning, what's your take on Julian Assange, hero or villain?
Julian Assange should be given some kind of a citizenship award.
I think his pompous ass should rot in jail.
Your take at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And for your take, playwright Jim Fitzmaurice from the BBC joins us from London. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
With passions like that, this story's got everything. Can you imagine a 12-part series here?
Oh, well, you've got espionage, and you've got a race against the clock, and you've got high drama. I mean, the possibilities to create something of an ongoing sort of teleplay or stage play would be endless.
All right. Well, we want you to take some notes, all right, Jim Fitzmaurice, and we're going to check with you later on in the show to get some of the plot lines and big themes drawn as we explore some of the deeper implications of WikiLeaks. Jim, can you stay with us? Thanks so much, Jim Fitzmaurice, a playwright. Thinking about some of the deeper implications of Julian Assange, who's in the custody of British authorities, may be headed to Sweden. But what does it mean when you take on the powers that be, and the powers that be bite back?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.